Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey, welcome to The Dose. This is the show where we're all about pursuing authentic and courageous leadership, approaching life with insatiable curiosity, bold action, common sense in these divisive and uncommon times. I hope you take something away from each and every one of these episodes. Apply it to your life. As just like I am with you, I'm intentionally attempting to become the best I can possibly be, being drawn towards my purpose and calling. I hope you are too, committing to a life of service, basically making the place better than we found it. I want to live a life of consequence, and I hope you do too, and that's why we do this show. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, releasing this one the weekend after Thanksgiving, the Monday after Thanksgiving. A little different. I don't have an interview on this Monday. I thought I would just ease into the week with a microdose episode, a microdose of communication. Communication is constant. It's always with us. All the challenges that we're faced with, if you think about it, really kind of goes back to communication or lack thereof. And so I thought what I would do is revisit a conversation that I had with Patty McCord back in January 5th of 2019. This is an excerpt from that conversation I had with Patty McCord. She is the former chief talent officer at Netflix. And I really enjoyed this conversation. And she came on to talk about her book, Powerful. But if you're not familiar with Patty, you need to get familiar with her. You need to check out her book, Powerful. You've probably seen her slide deck. It's kind of made her way on the internet about culture, the Netflix culture. Well, that's got Patty's fingerprints, her mind, her thoughts all over that. That's her. She was all about recruiting, motivating, creating great teams. And she was really responsible for creating the unique and high-performing culture at Netflix back in the day when she was the chief talent officer. She was there in the massive transition with Netflix when it became the powerhouse that it is. And it's because of her. She's just an expert in culture, an expert in communication. And that's what we talked about, at least what I'm going to share with you in this excerpt or this clip is about communication. If you're a fan of the show, if you listen to me, you know, you've maybe heard me say the term maniacal communication. I don't use that term lightly. You have to be, as a leader, you have to be maniacal on how you communicate. I do think that is the primary role. The higher you get up in the organization, to me, it becomes so much about communication. Where are we taking the ship and why are we taking it there? That gets missed a lot. I know when I've coached executives, they don't seem to think communication's the issue. They said, I send out emails, I got my newsletter, I got everything else. And I'm like, yeah, and what else? Because you should be doing it constantly. You cannot over-communicate your mission, your values, and where you're taking the company. It's impossible. You cannot over-communicate it. Every conversation, I don't care if it's in the hallway, if it's an email, every conversation, and I mean every, somehow you've got to weave in your culture, your values, what you stand for, your constitution, your principles, where you're taking this company and why. That's why I say it's maniacal. You cannot, it's impossible to over-communicate those things. We tend to over-communicate the granular stuff, the details, the processes stuff, you know, and that's where we go wrong. And so, and actually, that's a point that Patty makes here in this excerpt I'm talking about. So listen to what she says about that. And then also repetitiveness up or the maniacal, the way you got to do it constantly. So it's an interesting clip. It takes about 2.5 minutes. And so basically what I just got done talking to her when you're picking up this clip, I was asking her what, you know, the primary roles of you get higher in the organization, particularly the higher you get in the organization, the primary role is communication and what her thoughts on that. And she has two stories that she shares that kind of drive those point home. So here it is. Here's Patty's response to that leading question of me talking about, don't you think it's a primary role as leaders to be communicators?
I have two stories for you on that. I did an annual conference for a startup company in, they were based in Finland. And we were at their global leadership conference and we're having all these breakouts and we come back and the issue is communication, right? And I say to the CEO, says, I can't believe that the issue is communication. I mean, we have a stand-up meeting every single Friday. And I said, well, first of all, Bunky, the issue is always communication.
Right.
Forever. And it's your issue forever.
Right.
Okay. So here's the thing, that it's too granular, that every Friday meeting is just step by step by step by step by step. And they want to know, where are we going? Right. It's you're communicating tactically very, very well. That's not what they're complaining about. They're complaining about the overarching goal of where we're going. And so that's probably a new skill set for you to be able to talk about that. So what should be the right discipline, right heartbeat for that kind of communication? That you can't do every week because it's too soon, right? Maybe this means it's time for those meetings to happen monthly. That doesn't mean there can't be weekly meetings. That just might mean that those weekly meetings aren't about you.
Right.
You're not the one that leads the weekly meeting. So that's story number one. Story number two is I'm at Netflix and we're in our executive meeting. And one of the things that I often did at the executive meeting was I would say, have we made any decisions here today? And how are we going to communicate them? And so one of the things is something that we've talked about before, but we want to reiterate it again. My CFO says, I can't believe I have to go out and say this again. I mean, if somebody in my organization doesn't know this already, then they probably shouldn't be there because this is totally obvious and everybody knows it. And I said, well, you know, we've hired 40 people in your organization since you last had this conversation and they don't know. They've never heard you say it. And our CMO was from Procter & Gamble. She was the product manager for Pantene shampoo. And she says, have you ever read the back of the shampoo bottle? And he's like, wait, what are we talking about? We're not shampoo. What do you mean? She says, it says lather, rinse, repeat on the back of the shampoo bottle. She's like, you don't have to. It just sells more shampoo. But I've come to the conclusion that our job as managers, 50% of it is just lather, rinse, repeat.
So there's the snippet from the conversation I had with Patty back in January 5th, 2019. It's episode 359. If you want to listen to the full episode, we talk about more than communication here. We talk about culture primarily in her book, Powerful. I love Patty McCord. I love the way she thinks. And in this clip, what we're talking about here, this microdose of communication that you're getting today, a couple points. That first story that she emphasize there where this guy says, look, what, the problem can't be communication. Look, I have these stand-ups every Friday. I do it all the time. And she goes, yeah, but what are you communicating? And they're communicating the processes, right? The granular stuff. The stuff that the middle and below should be taken care of anyway. And the job of what she was trying to get across for this person, the higher up in the organization, is like, you need to be communicating the, you know, where we're taking this and why we're taking it there. And this is key, particularly if you've heard me talk about, you know, which I think every organization should be striving for a decentralized culture of leadership. And to get a decentralized culture of leadership, the senior leadership has to be focused maniacally on the intent, on where we're taking this and why we're taking it there. And that's what she was getting across in that first story. The second story was where the CFO was kind of incredulous, like, mean, I got to say this again? I got to repeat this thing? Are you kidding me? If these people don't know this by now, they shouldn't be in this on my team, in this organization. And the lady from that used to work at Procter & Gamble says, hey, really, you know, you got to rather rinse repeat, just like the back of the shampoo bottle says. And her point with that is like, you have, it's constant. Rather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. I'm getting my letters boggled up here. Lather, rinse, repeat over and over and over again, right? I love those stories. Patty gets it. She's one of the ones that, I mean, she really understands what it means to be a leader in any organization in life. And so that's the takeaway I wanted you to walk away with today. So remember, if you're going to go out there today, focus on communication, focus on the what and the why, focus on the intent, That's going to help you in your week today. And then second of all, do it consistently, constantly. You can never over-communicate it, right? I hope you got some value out of this. Let me know what you think. Short and sweet today. Kept it under 10 minutes. Reach out to me at richard@doseofleadership.com or go to the website doseofleadership.com to learn more. You can connect with me there. If you're so inclined, if you're finding some value in this show, follow me on your favorite podcast application. And if you like what you hear, leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. It's pretty easy to do. Follow it on your, search for me on your Apple Podcasts and scroll down to the review section. There's a little hyperlink. Write a review. I'd appreciate it. Thanks for all your support. Look forward to the next episode. We got some great guests coming up in the rest of December and coming in 2022. And I'm excited to release those and other microdose episodes coming up too. So here's your microdose of communication. Go make the place better than you found it, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.